Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM. Who's got the cup? Where we at? Who's got it? Who's got it right now?
Cup watch.
Who's got the cup right now?
Tracking the cup.
I still want, I think if you're local news right now, if you're local 10 or SVN right now, there should just be a cup cam at all times. I need eyes on the cup. I need eyes on the cup.
Yeah.
Were they at American Social last night? That's where it looked like I saw most of the postings.
Yeah, no.
Brown's got to be loving this.
Yeah, it's good because guess what? Most of the time when teams win championships, they go to South Beach.
Yep.
But the Panthers, kudos to them, man. Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale.
Rainforest Cafe letter.
I honestly feel like that's a better area than
Miami. I would, you know what? I would just go to like the Sawgrass Mall and put the Stanley Cup in one of those little baby baskets and just walk around.
Well, did you see that
picture?
See
if people would notice.
You saw that picture I sent you in the chat yesterday? I saw that on Panthers Reddit yesterday.
What?
The one of Barkey just looking hammered.
Ooh, in Starbucks?
In Starbucks. Yeah. He looked I don't know if it was fatigue or drinks or both.
I mean, both.
He looked plastered.
As of right now.
Sun does hurt.
The only time they will sleep is when they pass out until Sunday.
Just needing a break?
Right. Right. Like, come on, dude. Yesterday morning? They ain't sleep.
Nope. He's got his flamingo shirt on. He barely has an eye open. He's just having the time of his life. Do you feel like, I feel like they're, is it crazy to say that they're going harder this time around with the partying?
Well, because they want to show the new guys a good time.
I guess so.
Hey, this is what we do when we win the Stanley Cup.
It feels that way. I think the partying has gotten even more intense than it was last year.
You think the partying will make guys have guys willing to take less to stay here and go through this again?
Well, I noticed that Mr. Bennett was up there next to his son, and he seemed to be chanting 8 more years, too. It seemed like he liked a little bit of Fort Lauderdale Beach Astron himself.
I mean,
That all started because Brad Marchand also was making the crowd do it. And
oh, yeah. Well, Kachuk was doing a no state tax chant,
mm-hmm.
like the whole thing.
And
but
then they said also sign that contract or something like that.
I mean, look, kudos to these guys, man. Like, have as much fun as you want.
I'm going to put a plastered Barkey here.
I almost got in a fist fight earlier.
This is look at Alexander Barkov and the look at the partying in those eyes. that the captain of the Panthers.
Look at how heavy that cup looks now.
It looks so heavy. Goosies. And he's like, do you think he has a guy with him to carry his latte? Do you think he just had the latte poured into the trophy?
No, no. Somebody's carrying it because the cup is, he would have been pouring it all over the place by now.
But you don't give it to, like, Ben the security guy. Like, I'm sure, like, you like, Ben, hold this. I need to drink my latte. You're not letting go of that cup.
Believe me, he has the cup. There's a few people around
him. You think Barky's getting fed lattes like a king is fed grapes?
I mean, at some point.
If he needs someone to do.
We have all been out where you said these words. I need a coffee or a Red Bull. And then you drink it, and it's like, nothing. You're past
that. Didn't help.
Right.
Didn't help.
Right. So you at that point, you go home. Now, the difference is you got the Stanley Cup. You can't go out like that.
It's unbelievable.
So I almost got in a fist fight.
Over what?
Shedeur Sanders.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, because he pulled a Leroy?
Yeah. Well, because he should know better. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Go look at the world, okay? I called him dumbass. I said, hey, dumbass, go look at the world, okay?
What was he caught doing?
160.
Did you see who else was caught?
Who?
Was this Sentinel or did that actually happen? Let me just be careful.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
You know what?
It's a good point.
I saw this happen in the NBA, but maybe nope. Real story.
Right.
Zach Edey also the same day got also charged with going 101 miles an hour, which I thought to myself, if I was a giant, I'd want to go that fast.
Let me ask you a question.
True.
And I heard
bigger you are.
I heard, you know, Hollywood talking about how he should know better. You're putting everybody else in danger, and I'm like, really. Have you been on these highways? Right? So, let me set the scenario for you. You're 23, 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You get a car. You get your own car. It's a sports car, whatever it is. Right? What is the first thing you're going to do in it? I don't care how mature you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, why, when these kids do it and learn their lesson, they got a ticket, learn a lesson. Why, when these guys do it, we act so shocked. How could he? What about the kids? Oh, my goodness. Like, shut up. Have you been on these roads?
Are you saying this just because you got busted for speeding?
No. I said the same thing.
I won't judge you.
I said the same thing when I got busted.
That's how you ended up in jail.
I said, well, I won't do that again.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You did that after giving the judge sass.
Because it's stupid. You get a ticket, you pay your ticket, you go on with your life. You learn a lesson.
You still had to go behind bars for a weekend.
I don't think you learned your lesson, Leroy, if I'm being honest. I don't think you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't be sassy to judges.
I wasn't being sassy. I was being factual.
Well,
that's being sassy right there.
No,
it's not.
You got upset because the DUI guy before you.
He had 17 DUIs. He goes to jail for weekends. And then the judge throws in my face, he could give me 10 days. I'm like, really?
For old drinky poos?
Yeah, the drunk driver. So I did the same amount of time as the drunk driver, a weekend. But he does a weekend every weekend. He gets to go home and go to work. I'm like, come on, man. Look, I get it. It's probably not the smartest thing. But why all of a sudden do you expect a 20-something person to be smarter than us? Why? What world do you live in? Like, yeah, they do dumb stuff.
I think the thing that's going to be interesting, though, is, like, since this happened, I think that one makes a first take topic today and one doesn't. Like, cause no one's going to talk about Zach Edey's maturity today.
No, nobody's not. But which is the whole point. I think I'm more irritated by that they're going to make a big deal about something that, yeah, it's against the law. Yeah, it's speeding. But in the ramifications of life, How serious is a speeding ticket?
Not too serious.
Okay, so I put things in perspective, right? He'll learn his lesson, but to all of a sudden say, how you gonna be a leader of a team and you get a speeding ticket? Like, come on. Are we really that? Like, we need a story that bad?
100 miles an hour is fast.
It's fast? No.
How are you defending something that could be very dangerous to somebody, though?
Sure, it could be dangerous. I'm not disputing that. But in the realm of things that could go wrong for an athlete in this world, for a person, right? A speeding ticket is where? Right?
Dylan Gabriel, 10-2.
What's that?
He just got his hands 10-2. He's just driving properly at all times.
But he doesn't even drive. He has one of them self-driving vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Nope. Not even getting behind the wheel. Those exist. Waymo? You ever gotten into one of those?
The hell's a Waymo?
It's like a Uber or something like that. Or a Tesla Uber thing where it comes, picks you up, no driver.
That exists.
They don't do that yet.
Not in South Florida.
They do, though. Yeah.
But, yeah, you can get into one of those.
Hold on.
No driver.
Let me explain something to you.
Yep.
Under no circumstances am I getting into a car sitting in the back seat with no driver.
It talks to you also.
I don't give a rat's ass if it talked to me.
I'm not.
It could give me a massage back there.
Whoa.
That's good.
That's weird.
The massaging seats?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, but no. That's a good point. You need a person.
Luxury.
I don't even trust a person.
Right. I trust a person more than I trust nobody.
No. I don't know, man. You look at these vehicles.
What about when the robots get polished? You know, like when the robots get real good. Will you trust a person more or a robot more?
I trust a person.
Interesting.
I trust myself.
Because I trust.
It's kind of crazy. Like some person can just sign up for Uber.
I real people
True.
To make. Yeah, I'd rather that than a South Florida driver.
We've had some crazy drivers in Vegas. Some crazy cab drivers.
It's true.
Although you did get your ass kicked by a seatbelt.
Okay. No, let me say something to you. In my most vulnerable moments, my good friends, right, instead of helping a brother out, sat back and laughed. He goes,
"Hey, don't
wait."
Let me tell you something right now.
The cab driver, he had no idea what's going on.
Cab driver spoke no English.
And Thomas back there going, "That seatbelt kicking your ass."
The cab driver was concerned because he looks at his rearview mirror and goes, "Bueno?" Just very concerned.
Bueno? So,
just like concerned because Leroy's just
it wouldn't. Thomas, like.
Dude, if the roles were reversed, you would never let me hear the end of that. I feel like I've been nice.
You were not nice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are not nice.
He would throw that in your face a lot more, though.
Huh?
He's being nice because if not, he would throw that on your face a lot
100%.
More.
100%.
No,
and he would have visuals to back it up, by the way.
Dude.
Or videos. No,
it wasn't my best moment.
You're still throwing the ramp thing in my face.
I mean, because, like, everybody has an age limit to where they don't try. It's just like Crowder. When did Crowder all of a sudden think he could be a damn cheerleader?
I thought I was crying up there.
Huh?
She was crying.
She was crying because she wanted daddy to help her and daddy couldn't get up the ramp.
It's very steep.
Like those little frog socks.
Tell me your heels.
The frog socks had all of his toes.
When I got mocked by Udonis Haslem, wasn't that enough punishment?
Yeah. Wait, on his way out, he said, "Hey, man, you could get up that hill."
We'll take a break here on the show. More to come back after this.
Were you in flip-flops?
No, I was in my frog socks.
I just got those socks.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you here on a Thursday. Happy Juneteenth. Say happy, right?
Leroy.
Leroy? You say happy, right? Like, do I refer to it as happy? I just want to make sure.
I mean, it's
something, you know.
It's more of a day of acknowledgement.
Okay, so it's like Memorial Day. I acknowledge it.
Mm. Right.
But I don't say happy Memorial Day, right? Do you?
Right. It's like, I mean, how we say it? It's like the end of slavery, right? Happy end of slavery day. But then.
I don't think I should say that.
How many minorities will look at you and say, oh, it ended? You see what I'm saying?
Then you always have that guy who's like, well, technically it lasted until. And it's like, okay, I get it.
It's kind of one of those things where having a day, if you don't truly understand what that day is, actually does nothing, you know? So it's kind of a day of awareness.
All right.
To let.
Well, I know one thing.
What?
I wasn't taking off if you weren't taking off.
That's what we always like that this might be the funniest part of our relationship. He goes, "Hey man, what are you doing for Martin Luther King Day?" he's like, "'Cause if you work, I don't feel right."
I felt bad. I took it off this year, but yeah. I took it off because it fell on Tommy's birthday and we were out of town. I was like, hey, listen, I just want to let you know.
I get it.
It's great.
But I look at, I think somebody has to be left behind to explain what all these days mean. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I don't, I think it's just, we need to just be aware. Right. I think that's the biggest issue that we have, is that in order to move past something, you have to acknowledge it. Right.
Yep.
And so we throw these days out there to kind of get people to understand, but they always look at it differently. And so I guess as a black man, I just make people aware of what these days mean and how, you know, and how to handle them. So that's it. That's it. But I don't know about Happy Juneteenth Day.
I'm gonna take that out.
I'll
pick that out.
So think about this.
What do the teams say?
On Memorial Day or Veterans Day, Memorial Day, we celebrate the men and women who gave up their life for
the Miami Heat,
the country.
Today we celebrate and educate.
See?
I like that.
Right. But then when you have Veterans Day, then you say thank you for your service, because it's all people that.
Yes.
Right. So how does this fit? Like, the Heat said it best. I don't think that I could have said it, you know, any better than they said it, and that's kind of what I'm trying to say. It's a day of awareness. I don't know if we celebrate it.
You don't say happy, Tobin. There's no paper hats and balloons.
Right.
All right, I'm sorry.
Well,
Jesus.
You know, I went on Google and I put Juneteenth, and then there's, you know how there's like suggestions?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone put, is it okay to say happy Juneteenth? And it says, yes, generally it's okay to say happy Juneteenth. It's a common and appropriate greeting to acknowledge the holiday. That's what I'm reading.
Did you say not appropriate or inappropriate?
Appropriate.
Oh. I would say, I don't know if it's appropriate, because.
No, it says context matters.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like context. If so, there'll be people that'll say Happy Juneteenth that don't know what the day is, right? And so if you understand what the day is, then you understand, okay, where are we compared to that day? And a lot of people still feel like minorities, right? And so even though we acknowledge this day, maybe celebrate that day, how far removed are we from that with how minorities are being treated? That's the big dilemma of kind of having this day and how to go about, you know, how do you approach it? Because there are literally some people, a lot of people in this country that think we give you guys too much anyway.
Yeah, the Heat tweeted out a series. They said, June 19th, 1865, federal troops arrive in Galveston, Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. Although the Emancipation Proclamation declared all enslaved people free 2 years prior, Texas still remained a stronghold for slaveholders. Today, Juneteenth endures as a I'm so embarrassed.
Why'd you screw it up, dude?
Today, Juneteenth endures as a commemoration of the of slavery's end in the United States and a celebration of African American history and heritage.
Correct. Now, in theory, what a great day.
Mm-hmm.
But in context, how many people feel that we've gotten past that?
Yeah.
With how minorities are treated, right? And that's the dilemma. That's the back and forth that the day can help with, or the day can just, you know.
Shmee the Schmolik says, stick to your bits, Tubby.
Woo!
deserve that one.
Stick to your bits.
Twitcher.
So that's kind of the. And that's why it makes it hard for me, because I've heard, like, see, there's one thing to hear about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Stories from people, right? I grew up hearing the stories from my family that lived it. So my great-grandmother, right? I think my great-grandmother was born 1902.
Wow.
She died when I was 13. So 1980, no. She died in 1981, 82?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So think about that. Put it in perspective that she's telling me stories, and then I have these days celebrating things that, while hearing the stories from my great-grandmother and my grandmother and my mother, like stories that, okay, yeah, that was 1800s, right? Well, my grandmother would tell me stories. If she was walking down the street and white people were walking on the same side of the street, it was a law. She had to walk on the other side of the street. So celebrating this day and hearing those stories does what to me?
Yeah.
So I'm confused too, right? I'm confused where, as yeah, we have this day of acknowledgement and we try to make people aware and we try to explain to people, but we live in a world today where people don't want to deal with that. People say, hey, get over it. We're so past that. But are we?
Yeah, for
sure. That's the whole point of this.
We'll take a break here on the show. we'll get back into the shenanigans and other things. I need to get better at the word commemorate. Please don't put it at the end of the
show. I'm already chopping that up.
Please don't put that at the end of the show montage.
This wasn't good.
Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Wait. There is no road to repeat. We are here.
I know, but I don't have new graphics. That's what it's called right now.
Mm. No, we're forced to do
all right.
This.
Road to repeated.
Road to three.
The completed road to repeat?
Yeah.
The completed road to repeat?
You know what? There's a little sign. There's a road to repeat.
Wow.
And then there's a little sign that goes, you are here.
Love how me and Marcos are very included in your little bit.
What do you mean?
Wow.
We don't have Celsius.
What are you talking about? Every time I offer you a Celsius, you're like, no, I'm too jacked up on Mountain Dew chip.
See?
True.
Guess what? Let me just say this.
What flavor is that, though?
This might be part of the problem.
Retro vibes?
What?
That you're sitting here, you never drink a Celsius.
True.
Right? You never. And then you complain about not being offered one, right? When you've been offered one on several occasions, you say no. And so now he doesn't bring you one. And you
want my Celsius?
No.
That's it. Hey.
It's amazing.
That's great. And you wonder why.
That is great.
I'm like.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your two-time Stanley Cup winning Florida Panthers. Let's get that. Look at that right there. That retro. Don't hate.
You guys see Barkov's hand?
Huh?
Oh, split
the blue?
Open.
Yeah.
That gross.
Yes,
so that's what he was playing with.
Yeah.
That's what he was holding the cup with.
That's what my lip looked like.
But I was trying to wonder, was he like sharpening his own skate? Like, what the hell happened?
That was remember the dude in the Super Bowl, the wide receiver? Who was it? Played for the Patriots. He came down here and played for the Dolphins after he left the Patriots. Can't think of his name. Sliced his hand open.
Welker? No, Welker.
No. Long before that. I can't think of his name. Who's the wide receiver that slashed his...
Fryer.
Urban Fryer.
Oh.
Remember he slashed his hand open? Right before the Super Bowl. It was Urban Fryer.
Well, that looked gross. Barkov...
That looks good.
Well, I'm sure...
Just imagine what it looked like. I mean, it literally looked like he tried to catch an axe.
Yep.
Right?
No, that's why I'm like, does he sharpen his own skates? Like, what went wrong?
Maybe holding the stick too tight or something?
I don't know.
Because it's too, it's like right down the middle. To get a cut there is very, straight.
It's very,
yeah.
That's
awesome. I got to tell you.
What is it? You know, it is, though. Somehow it is.
Thank you.
Somehow it is.
Trying to make up for my flub last segment.
Yeah, it's okay.
He also, I feel like we're just doing shenanigans of Barkov today. He also showed up very clearly inebriated in his neighborhood with the Stanley Cup to one of his neighbors. And they got the ring light footage of it.
This is amazing.
You just have a Stanley Cup.
Is he in a suit?
Yeah, because he probably left the arena in what he came in.
Yep.
I love how he just keeps pressing.
Just keep pressing the button, dude.
Pick up, get open.
Is he wearing a white suit?
Well, I don't know. Black. Well, we could probably find out what suit because we would have to roll back to where he was at the game. But yeah. Barkov is sitting here trying. He's trying to wake up his neighbor. He goes, hey,
this is what you asked for.
Oh, wait, so he brought friends?
Come on, he's being a nice.
He's got the cup with him.
Exactly,
the cup.
He's being a nice guy.
Wow. Like you want the cup or not? He goes, I guess Rick's not coming out.
You know, I saw some interviews.
And you know, all the neighbors probably said, if you win the cup, I don't care what time, bring it over to my house.
That's what I would
say. You know they said that.
Probably. Yeah.
Whoever that guy is, minus one for not opening your door for Lord Stanley.
For letting
him
down.
Minus one.
I do believe the wife talked to them on the ring camera, and you know she's like, he's putting on his pants now.
No, because he was on the phone. He was calling his
neighbor.
He's
on the way.
Too late, man. Too late. But I kept hearing that he's the funniest person on the team. Like, people kept saying that.
Oh, they said in the audio, the wife is screaming he's on his way.
Man.
First of all,
he better be.
You ever notice, I'm going to just say this to all. Sometimes when you're a little intoxicated,
yep,
you don't hear or see like you want to.
Definitely not.
Right? So he was more concentrated on... No, you get more evil.
Well, that's true.
Oh, my goodness. I got it. Listen.
Wait, wait, go on with your thoughts. Go on with your thoughts.
No, I just... No. You... Mm-mm. You... You can't hear.
Barkov's he wasn't thinking about that. Really funny.
And he probably waited when she said he's on his way. He probably waited for 12 seconds and then thought it was 5 minutes. Yeah, that's how it works.
Lose all sense of time.
Right.
When do you think they have to take the cup back to fix it for the parade? Like, do they, can they do
No, that? They said they're fixing it today and tomorrow. Tomorrow.
So.
They go take it somewhere and get it fixed before it.
But they do it down here, rather. They're going to go travel with it, right?
No, like, no, no. They have it all. Listen.
They have a key. They have a keeper.
You best believe. It's like
it's
when you go to another city, you got to know who their doctors are in the area, right? So, same thing.
Cliff. They got a trophy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cliff, we need to fix Lord Stanley for the parade, which, by the way, that is coming your way Sunday, 12? Noon on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We'll be broadcasting live from Lulu's Bait Shack starting at 10 a.m., which I was happy to hear is still cranking, Lulu. That's a staple.
Yeah, right.
That's a Fort Lauderdale Beach staple.
That's the fishbowl they got over there, right?
Oh, hey.
Somebody asked me, am I a happy drunk or a mean drunk? I'm just cool. I just lay back.
One would think the proper way to celebrate the Panthers is to drink out of a fishbowl.
That's the way you do it.
That's the way you do it for Nico Mikola.
And to celebrate them, I'll be doing that.
Right. Mm-hmm. To celebrate the Panthers.
Of course.
I will drink out of a fishbowl.
Only fish for that bowl. Reason.
That's their signature drink.
What?
You drink out of a fishbowl.
Who?
Lulu's Bait Shack.
Oh, really?
South Florida staple.
South Florida staple.
Fort Lauderdale Beach. Been there forever.
Yep.
Very excited.
A lot of places come and gone from that little area there.
Yeah, there's a video last year of he brought it to the neighbors.
No, I remember that one. He brought it inside. But it's still a crazy sight.
Yeah.
5 a.m., you're like, what's going on, Cliff? It's Sasha.
Yeah, well, I don't really get drunk. I kind of get to one level of buzz, and then I'm just, that's it. Like, I don't overdo it or... Do too much.
I would agree with that. Last time I saw you like that was Whiskey Stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old Tobes starts shadow boxing, and then I got to go into defense position.
I think I'm a very fun drunk.
Hey, all I know is
when does
I don't. I the only time I could think of it maybe being a little more drunk is when we were in Vegas. And I didn't know how to handle the mariachi band following us. I thought
we were very scared
that maybe I was drunk.
No, that was paranoia though. Like we really were legit. Like that thing legitimately followed us for miles.
Yeah,
I thought
up and down.
You thought?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the only time. But then that was also like Tobin was shadow boxing, and then I was like, I'm seeing.
Just having a good time, baby.
I guess, but I didn't know whether, like, you know, because, listen, intangibles, when they get like that, they get physical. And I'm not that guy. So I don't want that slittiness by me. And so you had that look.
You were just in a boxing mood. Like,
You had that look, dude. I wouldn't
fight anybody.
He was just excited. He was like,
I guess.
Canelo Crawford still a thing? Or did like Canelo v. Crawford?
It's still happening. Yeah, I think they just announced it's going to be at the Raiders stadium.
Okay. So, guess we'll find out how all you guys are when you're drunk, man.
Well, because it's the promotion, though. You don't know what promotion is doing it.
Yeah, I haven't worked on it. If you're asking that, I haven't done any of that work.
Hey, no, we're going over there, buddy.
I'm focused on my own thing.
Yeah, you should be focused, for sure. But even if we go as a fan... Guys, we have to catch that.
Oh, man. That's going to be a hell of an event.
Absolutely.
I think the biggest...
I'm going to tell you right now.
Conor McGregor and Mayweather, that was massive.
But it's going to be free. Everyone's going to get it on Netflix. That's cool.
Yeah.
No pay-per-view. I'm going to tell you right now, Netflix, you better not pull a Jake Paul Tyson. Oh, God. You better not do that.
So why would they, if it's all going to be on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
my question is, why would they have it in such a big arena?
Why would they have it at a big stage? Just for optics.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think they just want to be like, the biggest fight attendance-wise in Las Vegas.
You don't remember. In Vegas, they used to fight outdoors.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I did go to an outdoor fight at Hialeah.
Yeah.
Not even close to the same.
No, it is the same thing. No. I went to Luis Ortiz. I saw him fight at Hialeah Racetrack.
Okay.
Outside?
You know, right at the
yeah.
It is so hot. Like, those guys are
It wasn't dying. Even the hot. People were smoking cigarettes like crazy, and you have, like, the overhang of the racetrack.
With the smoke.
Oh, my God. It was just plumed there. And then Deontay Wilder and him got into it, and that set up their little series.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a fun fight.
Okay.
Love Luis Ortiz. King Kong.
That's a good match to see, I guess. But I thought you were talking about like a micro wrestling thing that you may have seen outside.
Dude. No, we saw that. That was at the Boca. What, I think, what is it? Boca Black Box?
Boca 7-Eleven.
Pretty much.
Because we went, we got something to eat first, right? And then we go there and we're like, you drive and it's like in the back. It's not like right off of, like, I want to say it was Glades.
Uh-huh.
So it's not right off. So you drive in the back and we parked. I think where we parked, we had to walk across the street or something. And we just saw all of the little people like running across the road. And I'm like,
Louis says, the Money Team production, Leroy Horde versus James Harrison, a Netflix special. Horde takes a dive in the third round.
No.
Wasn't James Harrison and Ocho, weren't they supposed to fight?
Hell no.
That's what they said.
They said they were going to fight.
That's what they said.
Who had him ass over tea kettle?
Brian Maxwell.
Yeah. Like, no.
It's a draw, ultimately.
You are not getting in that ring with James Harrison. First of all, he weighs 70 pounds more than you.
Yeah.
And he eats nails for snacks.
I think that Chad Ochocinco is doing the same argument, though, as Marcos, where he's going, like, stick and move.
That's what happened
the last time, and then we went, avoo, foul!
Well, I didn't hear that was his argument. I mean, now that I know his argument, yeah.
And by the way, can I just say, that is one of the most annoying things in fighting.
The sound effects?
When they go, tish, tish, ah! Like, you haven't hit nobody. Like, they're doing it in the middle of the ring, and nobody's getting hit.
I like Pacquiao. I was like, foo, 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 foo.
Last time I mentioned that, you guys were like, that's normal, Jennifer.
Oh.
Are you okay? Hey, are you okay today?
No. No.
Hey, can we ask a question? Is she okay today?
No. She's not okay? She's not okay. She's very defensive because some stuff went down. And we had questions. Me and Marcos had questions.
You made something out of nothing, Roy.
No, I heard what I heard.
Genuinely, like, did you have lashed potatoes this morning for breakfast? Like, are you okay?
I heard what I heard.
Maybe she is hungry.
That's all I'm going to say.
You want some jerk wings?
Oh, no. Okay. Hold on.
It's not open. It's open.
Nah.
I don't know what their rules are.
When you said that, you could not be any more white.
What do you mean?
like, you made it sound like downstairs is run by a different nationality.
I don't know what the Citadel's rules are. I don't know if they're off today.
I mean, the doors are open, so it's not like it's not to be.
Yeah, it's not a post office, so I like. Is it? I think it might be open.
Mm. Like, the funniest thing is he tries so hard not to get involved, and then he'll say something and go, oops.
Like, I just meant the Citadel. That's all I meant.
Sound like you meant others.
No, why would I mean that? Though I understand it comes off because I said the jerk wings. Listen, Jennifer, are you okay?
Don't deflect.
Take a break. Hour 2 is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.